we at Homeland Security today issue an annual report card on the past 12 months from September 11th to September 11th in Homeland Security. And what really emerged this past year is the growing role of the FBI in counterintelligence and the number of plots that were foiled. There were quite a few this year or this past 12 months. And the FBI has taken a leading role in each one. It's clearly the agency of counterintelligence, which it always was, but it was kind of eclipsed after the events of September 11th, 2001. And there was a sense that, you know, the FBI had not connected the dots and prevented 9/11. I think the FBI has come roaring back, and the latest confirmation was its actions in the role of the Russian spies in New York and New Jersey and down here. So we see a resurgent in FBI, and nobody's making a big deal out of it in terms of shining a lot of glory on that agency. But it's very clear that they now have the leading role in counterterrorism.
That's very interesting, especially for someone obviously as ignorant as I am. I'd assume the CIA took most active role in things like tracking down Russian spies.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there's a great emphasis on information sharing, on collective actions, on agencies working together. And presumably the CIA did have a big role in that. And presumably, you know, I would like to think the Department of Homeland Security had a role in it. But clearly the decision has been made that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is going to take the lead on these things. And it's shown up in case after case. And again, it's not as self-evident as it would seem. The FBI always was that leading agency, but it sort of lost a lot of its luster after 9/11. I think that luster is back now.
I assume that was largely through the creation of the Department of Homeland Security.
Right. And there was a lot of conflict over what would be in DHS and what would not. I mean, there were times when they were talking about putting the CIA in there, putting the FBI in there. Both those agencies rejected it. The FBI even fought the use of the word investigations in any other federal agency and fought that successfully. And what we see over this past year with the Zazi plot, what we saw with the Christmas Day bombing attempt, with the New York Times plot, is that the FBI has taken the lead in these investigations.
So now where would we see DHS take a leading role? What kind of a national threat would they actually be at the forefront of?
Well, DHS has had its role in border protection more clearly defined, in enforcing immigration rules. Also in natural disasters. The whole idea of the Homeland Security enterprise in its interaction with state and local agencies has become better defined over the past 8 years or so. And those are their areas of concentration. It's pretty clear. The first thing they lost was the intelligence function. Originally, DHS was supposed to be the place where all this information would be synthesized. And instead, they created the National Counterterrorism Center. Basically, it was a bureaucratic ploy to keep it out of the hands of DHS. It's a kind of a neutral center where all this information is supposed to come in. And then they're clearly not at the forefront that can be observed publicly anyway in terms of counterterrorism and counterintelligence. So DHS has these enforcement actions or these enforcement roles, and that's where it seems to be headed.
So it seems the FBI might be, in a sense, winning the war with other agencies over which is the leading counterintelligence agency.
Well, the FBI certainly has had some great successes. The biggest success was the one in the case of Najibullah Zazi. That was an FBI investigation. It was kind of blown by some local missteps in the New York area. However, they managed to pull that off, and then they pulled off 10 years of surveillance of this Russian spy ring. So those are feathers in the FBI's cap, and I'm sure that the FBI, being what it is, they will aggressively push its expertise in these areas.